Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Common Core, is it a chance to improve public education, or is it more about indoctrinating children to the secular progressive worldview? I'm Matt Barber. We're going to discuss this today on Faith and Freedom with Linda Harvey, president of Mission America. And Linda, you have been studying Common Core, investigating Common Core, and you have done a fantastic job in your home state of Ohio and really around the country in exposing Common Core. As a recap, we talked about this in a previous segment, but as a recap here, tell us a little bit about Common Core, how it came about, and why parents should be alarmed.
Yeah, it's a top-down federal government program, even if they say it isn't. You know, 45 states signed on to this sight unseen because they needed money in the, you know, a few years back when the states, like all the rest of the country, was in an economic downturn, and so they signed on to this race to the top federal funds, and you had to commit before you even saw these standards, and then Bill Gates and business interests were involved, the National Governors Association, and so you have all this, what sounds like very credible, even Republican-backed, in some cases, you know, sponsors, and so people sign on to this, but it's turned out to be a top-down set of standards that plug into certain curricula that have to measure up to the tests because they have control of the final testing, and all these children go through all these standardized tests at the end, and so even if they say, oh, no, don't worry, you can put whatever textbook and lessons you want, or whatever curricula you want that go along with the general standards, no, because they have you, because at the end of the road, the testing is standardized, and that's where they get you. And here's another aspect that kids in religious schools or non-public schools won't be exempt from this because the SAT and the ACT are being tied and rewritten to tie into Common Core.
Wow. So they're getting you. They're going to get you, even if you're trying to keep your kids out of the secularist, progressive indoctrination in the public schools. So they're coming into the public schools, and Common Core is the Trojan horse that they're using to get into the private schools, to the parochial schools and so forth.
Well, and even homeschooling. And so if you have a child you're homeschooling or going to Christian school and they're going to take the SAT and ACT, which everybody needs to do, I mean, generally speaking, to get into colleges, they will have to be familiar with these standards that are, Common Core derived. And, of course, as we talked about in a previous program, they're the left-wing ideology and the explicit sexual ideology is everywhere in Common Core. They are one of the things that is still to be determined, but everybody kind of knows in the background this is going to happen, is that the sex education standards haven't been written, but there is a set of standards developed by a consortium called the Future of Sex Education. If you Google that, you'll see them. And it's all these left-wing groups. It's CECUS, Planned Parenthood, GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, and on and on and on, pro-abortion groups, not one conservative group. They have already developed, and they say it right in their on their website, a set of sex education standards starting in elementary school for kids that plug right into Common Core.
Oh, my goodness. And so should anybody really be surprised that under President Obama that they would be using this Common Core program as a Trojan horse to slip in their radical, values-neutral, sexual anarchist indoctrination of children? We're talking pro-homosexuality, pro-abortion, values-neutral, anything goes, sexual relativist stuff. Give us some examples. I understand there's at least one book, but other books that are wildly age-inappropriate as well.
Right. They have an appendix under the ELA, that's the English Language Arts section. It's divided, Common Core is divided into ELA and the math section. So under that, they have this appendix of exemplar texts, which are, again, what are recommended. You can plug in wherever you want. But what parents are finding out is that teachers are choosing some of these more radical texts, and some of them are just outrageous. We talked in an earlier program about Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye, which has much of it is written about this young black girl in Ohio, and her father sexually assaults her at age 12, and they put that in the book in great detail. There's another section of the book there where there is a local pedophile who befriends this girl, and they don't talk about a sexual assault by him, but he talks about his own views, and there's this background of his thoughts, and it's from his point of view, very sympathetically, like why he finds little girls attractive. I mean, it's beyond belief. You just can't believe anyone will put this in the hands of anyone, much less kids. There's another one called In the Time of the Butterflies, and it's about the Cuba in the 50s, right around the revolution, and very sympathetic to Fidel Castro, very feminist-oriented and anti-authoritarian. The girls in this book are very sort of defiantly feminist, and, of course, graphic sexuality is in there, too. So that's the kind of stuff you get with Common Core.
Oh, boy. Well, Linda, I've heard some people refer to this as Common Obama Core, making a comparison to Obamacare, because we all know how well that is rolling out, and you know, I'm kidding, being facetious. What an utter disaster and train wreck, and it's only going to get worse. I understand that Common Core is faring no better. Tell us about what's happening in New York.
Well, in New York State, after a year of Common Core, students were tested, and here are the results. 26% of students in the third to the eighth grade passed the English portion, and 30% passed the math portion. Now people hear that and they think, well, you know, and this is what you'll hear from our opponents, we have to tighten up standards, and yeah, you know, that it's just so incredibly tough and difficult that there's going to be some failures in the beginning because we just haven't been up to standards in the past. No, if you look at how they teach this, the math is experimental, new math, totally confusing. There are kids that are bright kids that are tearing their hair out over this, their parents as well, because it is so unbelievably and unnecessarily confusing, because people are involved are academics who are just experimenting with new programs. And so it's just, it is not high standards. It's not high achievement. It's confusing. It's vague. It's experimental. It's untested and untried. And it's going to be a disaster wherever it's laid out.
Well, we know time and time again, this one-size-fits-all federal top-down approach has failed us catastrophically here in the United States relative to education. Doesn't it work better? And we've only got about a minute here, Linda, a little less. Doesn't it work better if people at the local level who know the tenor of the climate of the culture and the environment and at the municipal level, at the local level, doesn't it work better if they are designing and educating kids as fits their community?
I think so. I think many people, like, for instance, in Virginia, or in Ohio, would not want San Francisco values taught in their local schools. But that's what you're getting. You're basically getting what some theorists, and most of the people who designed Common Core, by the way, had no experience in actually teaching children in an actual classroom, which is just stunning when you think about it. You know, this is why you really want to control education at the local level and have parents have an input, especially when you're talking about social engineering of things like learning kids declaring their sexual orientation, which is also on part of it.
Well, thank you so much, Linda, for sounding the alarm on this Common Core. Keep up the good fight. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Matt.
We have got to stand up against this Common Core debacle. The one-size-fits-all approach has failed America catastrophically already, and now they're using it. No one is exempt. Christian schools, homeschoolers are not exempt from this Common Core indoctrination. Not only is the math disastrous, experimental. The curricula itself is subpar, but more troubling is the fact that wildly age-inappropriate materials are being taught, values-neutral sex education, pushing the homosexual agenda, pushing the radical pro-abortion agenda. Why are any of us surprised? At Liberty Council, we're going to continue to partner with Linda Harvey, with Mission America, with other organizations standing up, trying to stand in the gap for parents, for children, for students. Go to lc.org to learn more.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.